It's not biblical Christianity.
No, because there was Christian music that I listened to before, like Hillsong. They're not of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
We saw the fruit of it.
Churches, they're not of God.
You have a gospel card for her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here. You could check out our website.
You gospel card?
Yeah. I should give you some of mine. I do what you do.
What's
I do what
that?
You do. On the streets, in the stores, wherever I'm at, I minister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I've been booted out of a couple salons because I tell them about the jab.
About the COVID?
Yeah, I
suppose. Oh, yeah, we're not really concerned about that because we don't really associate ourselves with the affairs of the world. What we do is
we're
more concerned about the gospel, which would transform the insides of people's hearts.
No, I
and
know,
then on
but
the outside,
see, that's a jump start. That's a jump start to witnessing because I tell them, I said, do you realize the government fear-mongered the people to take the jab? They go, what's the jab? I said, no jab, no job, no jab.
Well,
no,
eventually,
cruise.
Yeah, that might
yeah.
be.
Yeah, it's just
it
a precursor to the Antichrist system. But,
right.
But like my wife said, without the knowledge of Christ and the gospel, all that's meaningless.
No, it ain't.
Jesus said to go preach the gospel.
No.
Yeah, the gospel is what is going to transform lives.
You wouldn't believe how I get their attention because they know what's going on with this. Then I roll into end time prophecy. Then I roll into Matthew. Famines, floods, earthquake, pestilence, rebellious generation.
But you got to get to the gospel.
Well, I am.
What is the gospel?
What is the gospel?
Yeah.
The gospel is Jesus Christ died for us as sinners.
Right. So they
need a savior. Yeah, they have to have the Holy Spirit in them. They have to accept Jesus.
So what is the?
That's
the good news that Jesus died and shed his blood. Mm-hmm. And here's the question I want to ask: how do you apply that good news to your life to find eternal life?
It's on your card.
How do you do
it? It's on your vehicle. Repent of your sins and recognize Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Okay.
And that's what happened to me. I came out of the Catholic Church 40 years ago in the
Great.
Holy Spirit. I'm Holy Spirit filled.
Yeah.
Holy boldness.
So what is repentance?
What is repentance?
Are you married, by the way?
Huh?
Are you married?
Yeah.
Do you have a husband? Is he a believer?
I'm walked out on.
You're walked?
Everybody left me.
Your husband left you?
No. We own a lot in the cities. I believe.
No, I'm saying, is he a believer?
Would you listen to me? I believe.
But is your husband a believer?
Would you listen to me?
We're asking you.
Take time out and I'll explain it.
I don't want to teach another man's wife.
Can a Mason be a believer? Can a narcissist be a believer?
We were just simply asking a question. We don't know your husband.
Really
fleshly,
and I'm not so sure we should continue talking. You don't seem to have the fruits of the Spirit.
I shouldn't be living what he's done to me.
Okay, so you're not united to your husband.
He won't leave me because we own half the city.
So you're together with a man that's probably still Catholic?
No.
Okay.
You got to understand, these kind of people that become very rich, they work churches, they work the city, they work the room. That's why they're in these cults, which are Freemasons.
Okay. So you're not linked to a believing husband. I understand that.
Well, I thought I was.
Yeah, okay. I understand.
Thought I was. We were water baptized. We accept Jesus. We grew my daughter into biblical beliefs.
That helps me to know that I could continue to give you truth because, let me explain. Yeah. If you had a believer husband that was in ministry and was following Christ, I don't teach other men's wives. I would say, let's talk to him, and we all get together, and him and I'll talk.
Right.
But since you don't have a believer
husband...
Well,
you're together.
Right,
and God says there's no partiality, man or women, Greek or Hebrew, in the Old Testament.
Well, in authority there is. In authority there's a difference.
There's a headship order.
Like, okay, let's start right here.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the gospel first. Where do we go that? So repentance is changing your mind and your ways.
You know, I did this 40 years ago. I went forward and accept Jesus in my heart, and that's when my husband says, I want what you have. People saw it. They came in my house. They could feel the Spirit of God.
Well,
I go through it, and I baptize it. I mean, baptize. I go and anoint it. I tell Satan, get out. I rebuke him. I ask the Holy Spirit to come through like fire. I says, Holy Spirit, go after my husband. Convict him from what he's doing. But if
Do you belong to a church?
Are you kidding? 501c3 churches are part of the government.
So you're not part of
I left.
You're not part of the Apostolic Church or Pentecostal.
They're all Freemason churches.
Yeah, I agree. The churches are all corrupt. We don't belong to one either.
I left.
But what I would be careful
God
of, I would be careful of, make sure that everything that we're doing is rooted in sound doctrine. So by repentance and the changing of our mind and our ways, our lives conform, not to the culture, not to the religious systems, which
you're
get
right.
that,
you're
not
right.
to our flesh, but our lives conform in holiness and obedience to the Word of God. And the Bible says when God sees a willing, obedient vessel, Acts 5, will become born again. I'm sharing the gospel here. And when you're born again, now the fruit that you're born again.
You know, you're talking to me and I've been saved 40 years. How long have you been saved?
Well, first of all, none of us.
I want to know.
None of us are saved yet because we're not guaranteed salvation. We have the hope of it. That's Calvinistic thought that says,
no,
I'm guaranteed salvation.
It says by God's grace you are saved.
Yes, but you have to walk in God's grace. You have to be eligible for God's grace. If you go off and sin willfully, there is no more God's grace. If you turn away from the gospel,
Where did you come out of?
Man-made religion. And we've been born again for 15 years.
What did you say? You what?
Man-made religion. We came out of. She was a lifelong Lutheran.
No, we left it.
No. But see, when I run into believers, I bear witness with them. And I'm not rambling on about being saved to them when I know they're saved, because I can tell their lingo. I know what they're grounded
in Christ. The problem is most people in America today, you read studies and they say, oh, 60% of Americans say they're born again. We go and we do ministry outside churches, outside festivals like the one in Duluth.
Yeah, but you don't have to minister the way you are to someone born again. I've been born again 40 years ago.
The Bible says you know a tree by its fruit.
Well, that's what Jesus said. If you want to condone me, that's fine, because
or
I don't
condone you or condemn you. We're not condemning you.
Well, if you don't think
Jesus
I'm
said
saved,
to judge
I'm
and
leaving.
Test our fruit.
Here, I'm leaving.
Yeah, because if you live, act, talk, dress like the world, you probably are the world.
No.
And I don't see the fruit.
God does not go by the outward appearance.
Yes, he does. Yes, he
that's
does.
In your Bible. Look it up.
He does. I know you're talking about. I know you're talking about David in the book of Samuel. God says he didn't judge David because he was a little runty teenager. Versus his big grown-up brothers. So that's a twisted way that people say she's driving away in her car, angry and upset, frustrated because all we wanted to do was talk about doctrine. Can I help you, sir?
Just came here to listen.
Huh?
Just came here to listen.
Would you like a gospel card?
No, thank you.
No? Okay.
So how effective is it?
You go in.